broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendrick.
Well, you have to look at the whole premises of my thought is the corporation.
It should not be classified as graffiti. I mean, it was a well done flag.
And I'm sad about that because, I mean, it's for most people who live here in New Jersey, this
there are a lot of people who wrote these eulogies for Senator Byrd.
World famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, where we'll go anywhere for the truth. Justin McElroy will be joining us to talk about his trip to see Twilight, plus the most and least patriotic cities in the country. Our website is philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. Live streaming video and audio of the show right now. Downloads of our show each and every day. Downloads from our archives. And eventually the entire archive of the Phil Hendry Show will be made available for download. We are going to have merchandise. We've got a news feed. We have a comment section only for our BSP backstage pass holders, as well as a guaranteed email response from me and communication with you guys when you are BSP holders. So join us over there at philhendryshow.com. It's the sort of the audio, video, what do you want to call that?
Like the archive. It's like the you know, archive and everything.
Yeah, it's the archive arm of the Phil Hendry Show, because it's a historic undertaking here, Robert.
Yeah, you know, you are archive, but there's another word I'm trying to remember about it. Another word. What do you call that, caretaker?
Caretaker? No. I don't know.
What about like an ombudsman? Omnibudman. Yeah, Omnibuddha.
Omnibuddha? You mean an ombudsman?
Yeah.
No, that's different, man. That's different. All right, look, let's just move. What you think of it, you let me know. Let's move on here. 877-876-PHIL. So welcome. One more hour before the 4th of July. By the way, I should have said it was yesterday was July 1st. Today's July 2nd, right? What's the date today, man? Is it today July 2nd? Nonetheless, July 1. Today's the 3rd now. July 1, Thursday, was Canada Day. That's the anniversary of Canada.
Yeah, but see, I never believed that.
Yeah, me neither.
Why not?
Because they had a Canada Day on the same day of 4th of July. How'd that happen?
What do you mean, how did that happen? That's just, that's the how it happened.
Yeah, but it's the same. I think they're trying to copy everything and be like everybody, you know?
Yeah, they're trying to do it the way everybody does it.
You guys are so stupid, I don't know where to begin with you. First of all, Canada Day used to be called Dominion Day. It happened to be the day that they were granted their full and complete independence from Britain, whatever the hell that means. They still got the Queen on their money, so I don't know. And that's Canada Day.
Yeah, it just happened to come on one of the days of July that's near our day. That's what you're trying to say.
That's not, not trying to say that. That's exactly what I'm saying. It just happened to fall in July, on the first day of July, Canada Day. I don't want to talk about it, okay? So it's just Happy Canada Day, Canada.
You don't say Happy Canada Day, Happy Birthday, right?
The same thing, man. The same thing. Now, forget about Canadians, okay? Let's just talk about Americans for a second, because this blows my mind. When Bud brought this into the office, put this in front of me and said, what does it mean? I knew it had to be something important if he can't figure it out.
I don't know what it means.
What, you don't know what it means, really? Americans flunk history on weekend before Independence Day. Now, how many times are we going to have to hear a story about this? Every year they do a story about how dumb we are. And we're dumb. We're good people. We're hardworking. See, I don't mind dumb. What I mind is no guts. I really mind that. And I also mind hysterical, and I mind nervous, and I mind, dumb's right up there. But dumb ranks lower in terms of seriousness. It ranks lower than hysterical and sputtering, which Americans can tend to be a lot of, too. Anyway, as Americans get ready to spend a long weekend marking this country's independence 234 years ago, a new poll suggests more than one in four Americans don't know what country America declared its independence from. Now, I'm going to ask you guys, because I haven't asked, I'm going to ask you guys, what country did America declare its independence from, Robert?
England.
You say England.
Yeah.
Bud?
Okay, if he said England, then I know. Russia.
Russia.
Wow.
Well, what is it?
Did you say Russia? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
It's England. It's Great Britain.
You, because he said that.
He's right.
You didn't even know, man. I didn't think you'd get that wrong, man.
How many people know that? No, you just said most people don't know it.
Let me tell you something, bud. If you were half conscious during any amount of your schooling, you'd know that it was Great Britain that America got its independence from. Russia? Are you crazy?
You just said most people don't know.
I said 1 in 4. That ain't most people. That's pretty bad. 25%. Now, this is a survey from how did you figure Russia? Why did you say Russia?
Because they used to be, like, didn't they used to be in control of us?
No, they were never in control of us.
Yeah, they were.
No, man, we had a Cold War going on. They're never in control.
What a jackass, man. That's sad, man. You know.
Oh, quit making a federal case out of it.
No, it is. It's sad. Russia. As Americans get ready to spend a long weekend marking this country's independence 234 years ago.
You already read that.
I'm going to read it again, okay? A new poll suggests that more than 1 in 4 Americans don't know which country America declared its independence from. So you can feel good about that, bud. You're in good company there. 25% of Americans don't know the country we declared independence from. Now, some people may not think this is important. It's very important. Like I said to my kids, do you know the history of your own life? Do you know the history of your own life?
What, me?
Yeah, you. Do you know the history of your own life?
Yeah.
Then why wouldn't you know the history of your own country?
Because it ain't me.
The hell it ain't you. Yes, it is you. According to a new survey from Marist College. Now, I'm told that that's, see, again, you know, every time you're told that here's a poll, there's a poll, and everywhere we got a poll, old MacDonald had a poll, you got to make sure you know exactly what you're dealing with. What is the credibility of the institution that has done the poll? What are their credentials? Marist College allegedly is a credible enterprise. It's a college, and it's a credible enterprise when it comes to this kind of information. 26% failed to correctly identify Great Britain as the country the United States fought an 8-year war with to gain its independence.
You said England. You say Great Britain.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
He meant Great Britain. Don't worry about it. The percentage of Americans includes the 20% who were unsure and the 6% who thought the U.S. fought a revolution against another country other than Great Britain. Among the countries mentioned were France, China. China! That's even worse than Russia. Japan, Mexico, and Spain, according to the poll. The poll's internals show younger Americans know the least about this country's founding. Only 60% of 18 to 29-year-olds could correctly name Great Britain. That's pretty sad. I don't care any which way you look at it, man. Men also had a considerable 81 to 67% advantage over women in naming the correct country. Women don't seem to believe... Women are not interested in this kind of thing. I don't know why. Is it important? Yes, it's important. Because anytime something critical happens... And I know, because I've seen this down through the years. I saw it during the build-up to Desert Storm, the Gulf War, where people were very frightened. America had, this was an entire generation of Americans that had not yet been to war. Vietnam was one war, but now came the Gulf War, and this was a different generation of people. 9/11 was another example. I'll never forget after 9/11 getting phone calls at the radio station from young women, 18, 19-year-old women, who would never, ever call a talk show really seriously about anything having to do with foreign affairs. I mean, I'm just telling you the demographics that I happen to know. It just isn't going to happen. All of a sudden, these are young people calling and asking because they got this sense that something bad had happened, but they weren't really sure. Is this, you know, I hear that the Twin Towers were hit, and is this really bad, though? Yeah, it's bad. Anyway, the poll surveyed 1,000 Americans between June 17 and June the 24th. It carries a sampling error of plus or minus 3 percentage points. So we got to get our act together, huh? And like the man said, you know, if you don't know history, you know, those who do not know the past run the risk of repeating it, I think is the... It's true, too. It's true. And the other thing about knowing history, if you knew more about history, you wouldn't get as crazy about stuff. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're always saying that.
That's right. I'm always saying that. I always tell you guys, you keep asking me, what do we do about history? What do we do about history?
Yeah, well, I don't know why.
Because if you knew more about it, you wouldn't be getting so nervous about stuff. You jackasses are always talking about getting nervous about the stock market, getting nervous about this, getting nervous about that. What was that thing you found on online the other day?
Yeah, I was bitching. This guy had a whole movie about how what it's going to be when the world come to an end.
What was that? Was that that one, that apocalypse?
Yeah. And he goes, welcome to the future. You got graveyards and everything.
Yeah, see, that dumbass doesn't know anything.
Why?
Because if that ass knew anything about history and the human species, he'd know that what he is fantasizing there, and really what he fears, that's what that was about, is more the product of the movies he's seen, not the history he knows. See?
Yeah, but I mean, you don't think they'll be apocalyptic or anything like that?
No, man. No, I don't.
Why not?
Because that's just not what's happened. The human race deals with things differently. The human race endures. And I'm not always saying that that's a good thing, but we just sort of endure. We're like, you know, we're almost like insects. We just, you know, we absorb the radiation and we keep going. We absorb the toxic chemicals and we keep going. We absorb the carbon dioxide and we keep going. There's no, all these people that predict apocalypse, again, it is more of a, it's more of a iconic fear having to do with death than it is having anything to do with the reality of life around us. What are you guys looking at?
Yeah, you're all like giving a...
Yeah, you look like you're a priest in a church or something, man. Y'all going, you were rocking back and forth like you were high or something.
Yeah, you look like a, what do you call it, like a shaman?
A shaman priest?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was, anyway, 87, okay, so I'll stop doing that. 877-876-PHIL. The most and least patriotic cities in the country, as long as we're on this topic. Coming up next, plus Justin McElroy to come. Check out philhenryshow.com for the live video and audio feed here on the world famous Phil Henry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Get a backstage pass at philhenryshow.com. And enter the new media world of the Phil Henry Show, where live streaming video and audio occurs each and every night. By the way, this weekend we're going to have all kinds of video on a website of our 4th of July festivities. And this won't be backstage pass video. It'll be on our feed, on our Phil feed. So you'll be able to see video from just stuff that we're going to be doing this weekend. We'll also post photographs there. And if you're a backstage pass member, you can comment on all the stuff you see there. Star-Spangled Cities, this is a poll from, what is this, Men's Health Magazine.
Sounds gay.
Sounds gay. Men's Health Magazine's not gay, it's about men's health. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, they got a lot of nude men.
They don't have any nude men. What are you talking about, man?
What about those guys that are oiled?
That's some wrestling magazine. That's probably crap you guys read.
I don't read no wrestle.
I don't know what you mean about.
This is the Men's Health. It's a... Men's Health Magazine. We won't keep you in suspense. Portland, Oregon is America's most patriotic city, but unlike in 18, whatever the hell this was, when a newspaper called Portland the most filthy city in the northern states, 1889, a newspaper called Portland, Oregon, the most filthy city in the northern states. You know, it was interesting, not to sidetrack too much, but when I was in Aspen, no, I wasn't Aspen, I was in Park City, Utah. I was in Park City, Utah a number of years ago for a remote broadcast. And our Salt Lake City affiliate had brought us in, and we did a couple of remote broadcasts, actually, from Park City. And I don't know. I got into the whole Park City. I was like, wow, what is this? You know, because Park City is where they have the Sundance Film Festival, but the rest of the year, it's very charming. There's ski lifts, there are shops, and there are restaurants, and it's on the side of, it's very hilly, up and down, and on the side of a mountain going up to Bear Valley, I think it is. And it looks kind of Western. And so I looked into it and I found out about Park City. You look at the history of a town, that it was just running with hookers.
Really?
Yeah, all kinds of brothels and prostitutes,
gamblers and saloons, and it was real Wild West stuff, man. And now, you know, they got ski lifts.
Yeah, they probably got ski lifts, and they probably got a, like, don't they have like a, what do you call that, a domino or something like that?
They probably got dominoes, yeah. You were thinking of Johnny Rockets?
Yeah, they got a Johnny Rocket.
I didn't see a Johnny Rockets, but that's how that, you know, America's changed. Anyway, so, but unlike in 1888, when a newspaper called Portland the most filthy city in the northern states, the evidence for the ranking isn't overflowing sewers or anything like that. After all, how do you gauge patriotism? Well, according to this magazine, we calculated, this is Men's Health Magazine, and this is how they gauge patriotism. We calculated the percentage of registered voters who turned out for state and federal elections from 2004 to 2008, and that was from Dave Leep's Atlas of U.S. Presidential Elections, money spent on military veterans per capita, and that came from the Department of Veterans Affairs, percentage of residents who volunteer, participate in civic activities, and or work with neighbors volunteering in America, and finally, sales of fireworks and U.S. flags. That comes from Simply Map and AmericanFlags.com, respectively. So that was the source of their material, the sale of flags, volunteer work, how they support veterans, do you vote, and money that you actually spend on military and veterans and so forth. And the most patriotic city in America, when you put all of that together, is Portland, ding dang, Oregon. How about that?
And at the radio station and what we're on, is KXFD, what's there.
Oh, yeah. And speaking, by the way, thank you, bud. That's very good.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Well.
That was good. That was good. And speaking of Salt Lake City, the number two most patriotic city in America, Salt Lake City, Utah. And our affiliate there is KKAT. And then the number three most patriotic city in America, Kansas City, Missouri, where they just greenlit an ad that a guy used the N-word in because they said, gee whiz, if we don't, we could be in trouble. That was the most gutless thing I ever heard of in my life. So you can call Kansas City all kinds of patriotic. I've never heard of a bigger load of crap in my life. I think that guy was lying.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about that radio station. You remember that guy?
Yeah, you remember that guy, Stay Coon?
Oh, yeah. That guy was running for office, right?
Yes. And those, and he put that ad out, and those cats at that radio station, oh, we have to do it. Otherwise, oh, bull crap. Boy, I don't know why that didn't make bigger news. I don't know why anybody didn't call those guys on that. I'm telling you right now. What station was it? KCMO in Kansas City? I'm telling you right now, and I'm saying it for God and man, that guy's a liar. A liar. If he wanted to challenge that, he could have. If he wanted to go to the FCC, if he wanted to go to the Federal Trade Commission or any of those groups and said, I don't want to air this. This is going to offend my listeners. This is below the standards of my radio station. He would have been backed up 1,000,000%. That gutless, no count, whoever that guy is at that radio station. I don't want to say KCMO. Maybe it was a different station. All right, the number four most patriotic city in America. It's another one of our great affiliate cities, Seattle. Cairo Radio is where we are. Seattle is number four. Number five, Tampa, where we're heard on WHNZ. Number six, Hartford, Connecticut. Number seven, this one I don't get. Minneapolis, I'm kidding. Minneapolis, Minnesota. Number eight, look at this, Tampa, St. Pete, man. That's like the whole metro area. Number eight is St. Petersburg, Florida, WHNZ. Number nine is Atlanta, Georgia, where we're heard on WCFO. And the 10th most patriotic city in America, Madison, Wisconsin, on WTOY.
On WTOY.
Yes, WTOY. All right. Now, the least patriotic city in America, in case you wanted to know, is Jersey City. I'm very happy to say that we're hardly heard anywhere in the least patriotic cities in America, although I wish we were on in Honolulu.
Is that like one of the least ones, too?
Yeah, Honolulu is like the 98th most patriotic city out of 100, so they just don't care. But you know what?
Yeah, well, they got the one guy who only got the one arm, man. I mean, they you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know. What do you mean? The one guy? You mean Daniel Inouye?
Yeah, I mean, that guy gave up an arm, man. They probably have patriotism up to here.
Well, it's true because of the Pearl Harbor. Anyway, Jersey City, New Jersey was number 100. El Paso, Texas is number 99. I'm going in the wrong order here. But anyway, Honolulu, Hawaii, Corpus Christi, Texas, Yonkers, New York, Wilmington, Delaware, Lubbock, Texas, New York City. New York City, I'm just so hurt. New York City, Newark, New Jersey, and Fresno, are the Fresno, California, the least patriotic cities
in America. You were asking where is Los Angeles? Number 69.
That figures. Ha, ha, ha. Number 69. Ha, ha.
Shut up. God.
God, man, don't get your jollies.
That's funny.
We got Justin McElroy going to come up next. He's went to see Twilight. He'll tell us all about it and how it is picking up chicks. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Pick up chicks.
That's what he said.
Phil Henry.
On the 69th most patriotic city in America.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And I got a couple of Twilight stories for you, and we've got Justin McElroy who'll join us. Justin is with L.A. Canyon High School in northern Los Angeles County and was at the a number of the Twilight premieres here in town over the last few days. Where is the... this story here, though, the film, the first, well, I'll get to that in a moment. I thought we had another Twilight story. Anyway, the first teaser trailer for the sequel to last October's surprise low-budget blockbuster Paranormal Activity was released at screenings of the Twilight Saga Eclipse. Shot in a similar style, this footage features the same security camera footage catching spooky images when no one is looking. The budget is bigger this go-around since the original film, which cost only $15,000 to make, earning $193 million worldwide. Are you loving that, man? Oh, my God.
How come I can't think of nothing like that?
I don't know why you can't. How come I can't? The storyline for the follow-up remains a secret, and this eerie one-minute trailer gives no specific information about the plot of this supernatural tale. It shows objects moving on their own, a vanishing baby and a dog, and a flying body. Apparently, actors who originally played the haunted couple, Katie Featherston and Micah Sloat, will return. Complaints that the Paranormal Activity 2 trailer is too scary for young kids prompted the Cinemark theater chain in Texas to pull it. According to trade publication Variety, some have suggested there are hidden voices and imagery. No doubt this has increased views of the trailer online. Supposedly, tremendous word of mouth on the internet triggered the campaign demanding that the first Paranormal Activity open its cities throughout the U.S. when it was originally scheduled for a select release. So, obviously, the very thing that you want to have happen about a movie is happening, and that's the word of mouth on Paranormal Activity 2. It's phenomenal. And I remember, you know, I can only compare it to The Exorcist. They said the same thing. They said that there was... and there actually was sort of a subliminal attempt, an attempt at subliminal cutting in The Exorcist, and you probably know the scenes I'm talking about where you see that very quick flash of a ridiculously ghoulish face with all that pancake makeup, that white makeup. Justin McElroy joining us right now. Justin, you said you had an announcement to make, and then we'll get into some of this other stuff that was happening around the film.
I didn't want to make a big... Well, I did say that I had an announcement I wanted to make, and I'm kind of nervous a little bit.
No, you're doing fine. You're doing fine. You want to take a deep breath here? Or?
No, I'm okay. I just wanted to, you know, say to, you know, people who have been saying that going to see Twilight is basically gay, well, I'm here to tell you that Twilight has a lot of female demographics, and there's a lot of you know, women that go to the Twilight. And there's some serious some serious women there. So anybody that says you're gay if you go see Twilight, and
I don't understand. Was somebody saying you were gay?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people at school who said, "Oh, you going to go see Twilight? Are you gay?" You know, and that kind of thing. So. I just want them to know that I'm up to my nose in it, and...
All right, I understand, man. And are you saying that literally?
Well, yeah. I mean, I met a lot of women. I'm not saying I necessarily... I'm just saying that I'm getting more than a nose full. And
okay, well, I don't know. What, you're getting more than a nose full. It sounds a little weird, that's all. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it sounds weird, but I'm just saying that any of my friends and anybody at my school or any other school that gave me, you know, crap about going to go see, that I, when I said I was going to go see Twilight, I'm simply saying to them, if you don't go see Twilight, you're gay, because there are women everywhere, and they're hot, and I got, I mean, what do you want me to tell you? I mean, everyone that goes by, I'm like, this nose is leaving in 20 minutes.
All right, hold on for a minute, man. I got enough of your nose jokes, and I we're fine. Do you understand? I know what you're saying. There's a lot of chicks that go to the movie.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't say anything wrong.
I don't, this nose is leaving in 20 minutes. I know that line, and I don't want to hear it. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, so it's not gay to go see Twilight.
No, it's not. Yeah.
All right, so, and you met a lot of girls, because obviously the demographic, as you said.
Yeah, I've already said all this, Mr. Henry. You don't have to repeat it.
Well, I'm trying to move this along off of your, my nose is leaving in 20 minutes, okay?
Well, I mean, all I'm saying is, okay, yeah, you're right. It's not gay, and I did meet a lot of women, and I also met a lot of very, I don't know what you want to say, but there's some MILF material that definitely it's a situation that, you know, it's, you know, I'm talking about two-fisted, you know, a two-fisted drinker. And I mean, I got to use both hands on this. And
uh-huh.
I didn't say anything dirty.
No, I know. Go ahead.
Well, so that's what I'm saying.
So MILFs, huh? So the mothers of these girls?
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot. I mean, I'm only 17, but I already know from my mom's friends how much they're wanting to, you know, climb all over a young dude like me. But anyway, I was not able, though, to really get anything going on because of the Paranormal Activity 2 trailer, and that's what I was going to talk about, and that's what I wanted to say about, because I don't believe in being dishonest, but it's probably the scariest movie that anybody's going to see is going to be Paranormal Activity 2, and I want everybody to know about that, too.
Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, then, okay, so I'm not, you saw Twilight Saga Eclipse, right?
Yeah.
And you met all, lots of girls are there.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was the whole point. If you don't go see it, you're gay because the women, but what happened was I saw the Paranormal Activity 2 trailer, and that flushed it. I mean, that pretty much put an end to the night. Because I was sitting there, and I swear to God, what I'm going to say to you now is true. I was sitting between two, one of the girls I know from my school, and the other one's a friend of hers. She goes to another school. She goes to another school in Granada Hill. But this other girl that I know goes to Chatsworth, okay? So she goes to Chatsworth, the other girl goes to Granada Hills, and I go to L.A. Canyon. And I'm sitting in between the two of them. And I don't know if you ever heard the joke about, you know, the popcorn box where you take, open up the bottom and you stick.
Okay, yeah. I you don't get into any jokes. You're with these girls, and you're doing good.
Yeah, I was doing great. And but I mean, I'm not going to say anything dirty, but you know the joke.
I know the joke about taking the bottom off the popcorn box. Yes.
So I'm sitting in between these two babes, and I know that I'm living right. I know God appreciates everything I've done because I got this going on and the box of popcorn. If I even want to try opening the bottom of it, but I'm not going to do that, obviously. And then the Paranormal Activity trailer come on, and that was pretty much put an end to that night. Although I did get their phone numbers. But
well, I don't understand, man. This is the Paranormal Activity 2 trailer came on before.
Before Twilight Saga Eclipse, yeah. And I'm telling you, and people can say I'm gay. You can only say I'm gay if you saw the Paranormal Activity trailer and it didn't scare you, which I don't think there's anybody listening that it didn't scare. But it's the scariest thing that it creeped me out so bad that I left, and I had gotten the bottom of that box open partially because I know you told me that I shouldn't, but... but just you don't.
Okay, look, are you kidding me, man? You opened up the bottom of the popcorn box. You were going to do that, huh?
But I didn't because of the trailer.
Because of the Paranormal Activity trailer? Did you get scared?
Mr. Henry, before you say anybody gets scared, you should go and see the Paranormal or paranormal activity two trailer, and then tell me whether or not I don't have no right to be scared. I had the bottom of the box partially open, and I was already starting on, you know, okay, I'm sorry, but I was starting on my zipper, and that.
Okay, sir, you're telling me you actually considered doing that?
Are you listening to me, Mr. Hendry? I'm saying about paranormal activity too.
No, you're not. You're telling me about the bottom of a popcorn box and your zipper. That's what you're telling me. And you're telling me about these two chicks that you met, which is great, man. Fantastic. Congratulations, okay? So you're, you know, you got a doubleheader going. Good for you. So you're sitting between these two girls. You're about to watch Twilight Saga. Now what? You're telling me that this Paranormal Activity 2 trailer comes on, and what happened?
Well, you're not letting me...
Well, you're telling me you almost got the bottom of the popcorn box open, but you...
Oh, yeah, ha-ha. Okay. You know something? I shouldn't say this because I'm underage, but I hope you go to hell, but I can't really say if you will.
He hung up, right?
Yeah.
I know I shouldn't say this because I'm young. I hope you go to hell, but I can't really say if you will.
Yeah, that's not the worst. The popcorn box.
Well, let me tell you something. This stupid kid says he's got these two beautiful girls that he meets, from these different schools, and he's just living large, okay? Everything's good. Now he's telling me that he's going to get the bottom of the popcorn box open and his zipper down. Now, you know, I've never heard of anybody doing that in real life. I've heard jokes about it, okay?
Yeah, but what if he was able to?
Robert, I'm going to tell you this just one time. I don't want to talk about that. What I'm trying to get to here is that this jackball got so scared watching the Paranormal Activity 2 trailer that he never did get the bottom of the popcorn box open or the, quote, zipper down. He got up and ran out of the theater, leaving these two girls there.
Oh, that's on a...
Okay, yeah, all right, yeah, now I get it.
That's the what you were saying, okay, yeah.
Well, what do you guys think I'm talking about here, man, huh? You think I'm busting on him about the popcorn box? I mean, if he wants to be stupid, I'm asking him, well, what happened? Not whether he got the popcorn box open.
I thought you were interested to know whether or not he pulled it off, whether he actually pulled, you know, got the box open and did the whole thing.
I could care less, man. I'd rather not even hear about that. What I'm trying to figure out is, how did this cat go from having these two girls that he was telling me about to nothing? It was the Paranormal Activity 2 trailer.
Yeah, he got scared on account of it.
He did. He says it's the scariest damn thing he's ever seen. My ass. I get so sick and tired of people telling me, oh, this is really scary. Oh, you remember that, whatever the hell that thing was, Blair Witch Project?
Man, that thing, if that's scary, then, man, I don't even know scary.
Blair Witch Project. Blair Witch Project was good. You know, the first time you watched it, it was okay. But, I mean, to talk about overacting.
Yeah, they really chewed the scenery up in that one.
Man, that one guy was a real ham.
Which guy?
Oh, that clown where they, what was it? He threw the directions away, he threw the map away or something like that.
I thought the girl really hammed it up.
She was a ham, too. All right. We'll be back here in a world-famous Phil Hendry show. Civil rights activists condemn remarks allegedly made by Mel Gibson. Did you hear about this? We've got it all over our website, philhendryshow.com. I think Margaret wrote an article about it. In fact, if you want to look at Margaret's work, A Little Bird Told Me, she's got about five or six articles on our website, philhendryshow.com. And you can also see an article written by General Galen Shaw on what a cluster you-know-what Afghanistan is turning into. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I can't really be the one to say...
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. I just watched the Paranormal Activity trailer.
You don't think that's scary?
What was scary about it, man? You know, all it is it's a lot of quick cuts, and it has some girl, and she looks like she's standing there, and she's a ghost, and whatever.
Yeah, she looked creepy, though, man.
Oh, whatever, man. See, here's the thing. I'm not ready to say something isn't scary if it is, and I'm not ready to say something is if it isn't. I just, what are we talking about, you know? What are we talking about? You want scary? It's got to be disturbing. Always, if something leaves you disturbed, when you leave the movie theater and you feel disturbed.
What do you mean by disturbed? What is that about?
Yeah, what's that in disturbed? Like you gotta go to the bathroom?
No, you don't have to go to the bathroom. You don't know what I mean by disturbed.
Yeah, well, sort of. I mean,
when you leave a horror movie and you're disturbed by what you saw, like Exorcist is an example. Eyes Without a Face. You guys ever see that one?
Uh-oh.
Eyes Without a Face, that was a very disturbing movie. That was a movie about a guy, a mad scientist, whose daughter is disfigured in an automobile accident or some jazz. I forget what happens. Anyway, he kidnaps all of these girls and peels their faces off to give his daughter a new face, right? And the girls whose faces he takes, they like wind up committing suicide or he kills them or something. So it's really creepy that way. And but this girl, that his daughter, she walks around the house with this like this mask. It's almost like a beautiful ivory mask. So she's like almost like a doll, you know. And she walks around the house with this doll face. But she knows her father is crazy. So she endures these surgeries and she actually gets a beautiful face, you know.
Oh, you told me about this. Then her face gets trucked again, right?
I wouldn't use the term trucked, bud. You know, yeah. So her face is cool, but then it starts to it's rejected. You know what I'm saying?
Like you said that she looked like her face was on fire and they put it out with a track shoe.
I never said that. You jackasses talk that way. I don't. Anyway, on fire, put out with a track shoe.
That's funny.
Anyway, so this poor girl, make a long, well, I say poor girl, it's a fake movie. It never happened, but nonetheless, it was very disturbing. So she goes back to having to have the mask put back on because her face is all messed up again. And I forget what happens, but at the end of the film, her father is killed by these dogs that he keeps, these Doberman Pinschers. And the girl, I think, assists in letting the dogs out to kill her father because she knows that her father is mad. And the movie ends with this girl walking out into the forest with her little mask on. Or maybe she's taken her mask off. She's walked out into the forest, and these dogs are, like, just walking beside her. And so it's very eerie, and there's, like, fog, you know.
I don't get it.
Oh, you know something, bud? Don't give me the I don't get it. I guarantee if you saw that movie, you'd be crapping yourself. Paranormal Activity 2.
Who cares about a dog?
You tell me, though, like the movie, like, Cujo?
No, not Cujo. This got nothing to do with Cujo. Forget it, man. Forget it. All right. I'm just saying horror movies that are just like you stay up. What's the last horror movie you saw, bud, that you stayed up all night?
Well, the one you showed today.
What one?
That Gidget.
Gidget?
But that's not a horror movie.
Well, yeah.
Gidget kept you up all night, huh? It was disturbing.
Yeah.
Get out of here, will you?
Well...
Okay, so anyway, this cat got into trouble in Germany. I thought you might like to hear this because it's really funny. A German man is facing jail for having a Hitler speech as his mobile ringtone, if you can dig it. Now, in Germany, as you may or may not know, it is against the law to be a Nazi, as it probably should be everywhere, to be honest with you. But every time this cat's phone goes off, every time this man has a phone call... Say his wife calls, okay? Say his wife wants him to pick up some bread, and suddenly out of his pocket he hears... Hello? Oh, sure, honey, I'll...
I don't get it.
So, Bob, how about the... Hold on for a minute. Yeah, babe. Yeah? Oh, yeah, I got... But that's it. So a German man is facing up to 6 months in jail for having a speech by Adolf Hitler as his mobile phone ringtone. The 54-year-old had a Hitler speech in which the Führer pledged the destruction of world Jewry if Germany was dragged into war, programmed into his Nokia phone. Oh! Passengers aboard a train in Hamburg heard the bizarre ringtones... Heard the bizarre ringtone several times during a journey and reported him to police who seized him when the train stopped. They take that serious in Germany, man. They take that really serious in Germany. They don't fool around with it. Over here in the States, we may think it's a big freaking joke. Ha 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 ha, Hitler. Over there, man, they don't play. They went through it. They lived through it. They got to live with the shame. They got to live with that. You know what? My hat's off to the German people. Anyway, when he was taken into custody, police also found swastika stickers and a photo of Hitler on the telephone with the world's the greatest commander of all time. Boy, what are they? That's the great thing about today's Nazis. They think Hitler was smart, which shows you how bright they are. He was charged with violating the German Constitution, which expressly forbids public displays of the Nazis and all their crap. Can you dig it? Thanks. So that is out of the way there. And then finally, speaking of Nazis, Mel Gibson. Civil rights activists are strongly condemning actor and director Mel Gibson and his alleged use of the N-word during a recorded argument with the mother of his child. Now, forget about the fact that he called her a fat pig and a whore and hopes she gets raped. No, they don't care about that. It was the fact that he said the N-word. Earl Afari Hutchinson, president of the L.A. Urban Policy Institute, is calling for a boycott of Gibson's movies while the Southern... Which movies? World-famous Phil Hendry Show, produced by Jason Rantz. Our technical director is Don Taylor, and our associate producer is Dan Northcraft. And don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. And until Tuesday, have a great 4th. Later!
Phil Hendry.
Hitler was evil.